This episode of Is the Mic Still On is sponsored by SeatGeek, an event ticket marketplace and aggregator of sports, concert, and theater tickets. Just download the SeatGeek app or go right to SeatGeek.com and enter promo code DEADEND. You can use the code to get 10% off your next purchase at the checkout.
On this episode of Is the Mic Still On?
You can't move to the hood and then try to change hood shit.
Right.
If you want to complain, complain to A3C and the organizers and say, right. Hey, I need you guys to pay for a cleanup when you leave.
I would respect them so much more if they just said, I just think she's telling a lie, and 36 years later, I don't believe it. Just say that. Like, don't say, I think I believe her.
Playing sports, and when you playing with, like, younger cats that's, like, 19, 20, 21.
Running circles around you.
You like, shit.
Is the mic still on? We're back. Another episode. Thanks for everybody out there listening. We appreciate it. Naturally, Nay is back again.
Hello.
Not replacing Sophie, y'all.
No.
let's kill that. Like, we can have more than one, you know, female on the show.
Say it again, Ken.
Yeah, we can have more than one female on the show, guys. So y'all chill out. And just have different perspectives. But yeah, Sophie's just been out of town.
Living her best life.
Yeah.
Ain't worried about you, Nicholas.
Right.
So yeah, so stop being disrespectful, stop being rude. She plays a key role on the show, so she's not being replaced. So thank you very much.
And if you don't like what she said, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm saying, if you've been tweeting you, what are you, like,
just not on any disrespectful type situation, just, oh, I love what you bring, and I appreciate that. Thank you for everybody who's saying that. And yeah, that's all. Just positive stuff that they've been saying to me personally. I haven't gotten any like selfie hate, which is ridiculous, but yeah.
Yeah, and I think those are fine. Like, those are great. You know, we like those. But yeah, there's been a few out there that's been a little off the chain. What were you about to say?
If y'all don't like what Sophie says, just fucking tweet her. She's ready for you.
Mm-hmm.
But stop talking all this like side shit.
Right.
Like, you know, don't come to us about it. I think we already discussed this.
Right.
You know, stop being trying to be slick. Y'all some punks. Scared of Sophie.
Hey, which one of y'all, was it you or you that told me about the Purge, the first Purge movie?
That was not me. It definitely
was me and Ken
not
talking about that.
Yeah. Oh, I watched that shit last night.
Yeah, Daniel wasn't having it, was he?
Man.
Daniel wasn't having it. Fuck Daniel up. Daniel said, I'm going to kill everybody.
Man, they had that shit. That shit was in the hood. Because I saw the previous Purge movies. Yeah. And it's like, oh, this is the most black they went with this one. Mm-hmm. And they won.
So yeah, it was deep, though.
It was. It really was.
Yeah, it's when I was, you know, I was in my feelings a little bit. I'm like, oh, okay, so this is how y'all gonna do. So, but it speaks to like accuracy in history when you think about it with Tuskegee.
Yeah,
you know, they always experiment on black folks. Yep. So,
and you gotta think that sounds like some shit that could
really
happen.
Yeah,
like that presidential text we got that was like just testing. Like, you look at that shit. Like, the purge has begun.
Right,
stay your ass in the house. Like, that sounds like some shit that could really happen.
Yeah, dude. But yeah, it was interesting.
What's the premise?
Pretty much for 12 hours, you can kill,
do whatever you want right?
Without no consequences for 12 hours.
Have you seen any
this one's in the hood, though?
I've seen parts of like the first one that came out, but it's just because when it comes to like horror movies and like movies, thrillers and things like that, I get a little, and we kind of talked about this last time, I get leery because I'm like, yo, somebody had to think about this. This shit could actually happen and I don't want to know about it. So,
one is different. I think you should watch
this
it.
One's a little different, but to me, it seems like it is more likely to happen than a slasher slasher, which
that's
makes me
dope.
Even not want to watch it. Not even, I don't know.
You got to be ready. You know, Rod said he don't like guns and stuff, so.
somebody
got to be ready.
Somebody got to be ready.
Rod over throwing mics and shit at people.
I'm ready. I'm ready. You know I'm ready.
Yeah. But nah, it's
it was interesting, though. I was like.
Yeah, it's good.
I like the way it ended. I mean, it was.
I didn't like the way it ended.
You didn't like the way it ended?
It was a little too.
You thought it was corny?
Come on,
you thought
bro.
It was corny?
The government. Oh, like, actually, never mind. Let's
not. You thought
in
it
case,
was.
In case people
it was,
do watch it.
You thought it was.
It was a little
corny.
Too, you know, yeah. It was a little too.
A little anticlimactic, but you know, overall, it was
enjoyable.
Yeah, it was enjoyable. I film.
It. I'm just trying to figure out where he got all the superpowers from.
Why was he like black kicking motherfuckers?
That's what
like, where did that shit
come
from?
Yeah, I know, right?
That shit came out of nowhere.
I was like, is this motherfucker Jason Bourne?
What the fuck is going on? I don't know no hood dudes that know fucking Hapkido and
right.
shit.
Right.
Me
right.
either. That shit was weird. I'm like, okay, y'all just going too far.
Yeah, it was a little bit too much.
But isn't that kind of kind of how, if you really think about it, like Jason Van Dyke was just sentenced to second degree murder, the guy that killed
Chicago.
Yeah. But if you think about how we're perceived and how the images they portray is, we have like superpowers and stuff like that. Like, mm-hmm. we're all over the top and we can do all this extra stuff. So I can see them like turning him into like this character that could do all this stuff that nobody can do in real life.
Not karate. I can see him just having extra strength and a huge dick. Like, that would make sense. But I've never heard them like put, the niggers can do karate too.
But a lot of hood dudes take karate, though.
Because that's what they stereotype us as. We have a
lot. In the Pirates, she's going to have karate. No,
he's talking about in general. Like, yeah, they all think that all black people have, like, superhuman strength and huge wieners. So, that's crazy. But I'm saying, I've never heard the stereotype of we all know karate.
I heard that before.
Shut the fuck up.
No, yeah. A lot of guys in the hood take karate. Like, they moms
in the hood?
They put them in karate. Like instead of extracurricular. Yeah, they, like, do karate. Like you said, football, like Little League and stuff like that. We almost put our girls in karate. You remember
that?
Yeah,
my brother took it too.
Yeah, my cousin took it too. But I think it was normal.
Yeah, it's normal.
So I think when you have less aggressive boys that like maybe can't mm-hmm. handle football, you put them in karate to man them up a little bit.
How come I didn't get that then?
Oh.
I put my kids in both. They play football and I had them take karate too.
It's a thing. It's a thing. I always wanted to, but my mom couldn't afford it.
Same.
But
here.
Yeah.
I still want to take it. I took kickboxing, but I've never taken it. Like,
I love kickboxing classes.
I did too. I just wanted to be able to kick somebody in the head.
Keita took kickboxing classes.
Oh my God.
She did it for fitness.
It.
She did it for fitness.
I broke my toe, so I had to stop.
Really? I took it when they had kickboxing. Remember when we were in Midtown and they had the gym downstairs? I took it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get off work, go to that class.
But yeah,
really?
Kickboxing. I know that. But
yeah, but kung fu and all that stuff.
What they talking about?
Like, you remember, like, back in the day, like, Black Dynamite and all the motherfuckers.
But Black Dynamite, I sell drugs to the community.
You know, all those blaxploitation films.
I did not say Black Dynamite.
I'm just saying.
Black Dynamite, boy.
Dynamite.
You know, we had an infatuation with karate movies.
Yeah,
like,
it's true. That's what I'm saying.
Around.
It's a hood thing. Like, Wu-Tang, for instance. Like, it's
Bruce
thing,
Lee,
man.
All that shit, man. Mm. It wasn't nothing to go to your boy's house and they watch that shit. So, so.
Martin, he was
Dragonfly
Jones. It's a thing, man.
Is it still a thing?
I don't know if it's still a thing.
It should be.
I think the kickboxing is more a thing than karate.
Like that MMA kind of stuff?
No. Just like regular, like how you were in like regular kickboxing class, I think. What was the other thing that was popular at one point? Taibo or something like that?
Yeah.
Wasn't that popular at one
Billy
point?
Blanks.
Well, yeah, Billy Blanks. Taibo.
Yeah.
Hip hop Taibo.
Mm. Yeah, that.
Mm. Oh, that's nice.
That's commercial. That's not. You stupid, Mike. Well, Billy Blanks had the whole hood working out, boy.
He did.
He had the whole entire hood working out.
Yeah, man.
In their living room.
How y'all, just, I guess, moving on to like another TV thing? Walking Dead comes out tonight. How y'all feel about that? And it's good because Sophie or FIFO is here right now. And they're the two that don't watch it, but everybody here watch.
You are?
Because first episodes are always like good.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, yeah, what do you
hype
about?
And we know somebody dies in the first episode.
Really?
So we know that. Yeah, because they said it.
I didn't spoil it.
Yeah, I saw what Mike's talking about.
I didn't see
Wait, Rick dies in the first
episode? No. Somebody dies in the first episode. We don't know who.
I'm a little underwhelmed for it. I don't know if it's because just the way last season ended, and I just wasn't really feeling last season, so I'm like, okay. And then we know that, I don't know the actor's name, but Rick, this is his last season. Yeah, so I'm not really, I'm kind of curious to see, because I didn't read comics or anything like that, so I have no insight there, but I'm kind of interested to see maybe how they get rid of his character.
Yeah, he didn't die in the comics.
Right, so I don't know if they're going to kill him, if he's just going to walk off or some shit. I don't know, but I don't think I think because of all of that, I'm like, eh.
I don't think they're going to kill him.
I hope they don't.
Looking at the previews and stuff.
They have to kill him.
He can't just leave.
He can't just leave. If he just... I heard a theory that he's going to leave in that helicopter. Remember the helicopter they kept seeing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
See, I went back and rewatched the last season, which was what I was going to say. Like, I didn't like the last season before, but I'm now realizing I like Walking Dead a lot more when I can binge it.
Yeah.
Because the way they whack ass end episodes, you got to wait like a week.
Right.
If you just binge it, the show was a lot better. So I watched the last season again, and I was like starting to put things together. I think that the theory of them leaving in that helicopter would make sense.
Who was
that,
him and Michonne?
Yeah. I think, no, Michonne's not going nowhere. So the ones leaving are
I want
Andrew,
them to break us all bad.
Me too.
Why?
Why? It doesn't make
sense.
It always makes sense to me.
It just seems, you did, and it pissed me off, but it just seems so forced. I'm like, why would, there's nothing about the two of them that made sense except for Carl.
Come on, man. This type of situation brings people to, you don't know what the situation is.
But you know.
Right. He should go fuck Carol before Michonne. This shit don't make any sense.
No. Yeah. I need Carol and Daryl to go on ahead and get together.
They said Daryl's gay.
On the show?
No, they haven't said it officially, but that's like the rumor that the character is supposed to be gay.
Really?
That's the rumor. Of course. Yeah, right. Might end up getting with Jesus. Because you know Jesus
because
is gay.
He was in, because he went to have spaghetti with the old boys?
He was tearing that spaghetti up too, wasn't he?
Maybe trying to send a sign.
I thought it was going to be some menagerie type shit in that scene. I was like, go ahead, Daryl. Go ahead, Daryl. London Bridge is falling down. Go ahead, Daryl.
Get your noodles involved.
Yes, get your meatballs, Daryl.
What the fuck?
Oh, God, dude.
It would have made sense, but yeah. That's the rumor. That's why Daryl has not really gotten with any
women. I don't necessarily know if it's attracted, but he's had emotional connections with Carol and a little girl. What was it, the sister Beth?
Oh,
yeah, so it was. So, I mean, he's had emotional connections with women in
the
show.
But not sexual.
It's almost, okay, maybe he was molested or something as a child.
That could make sense. Yeah. Remember they said his dad used to beat him.
Yeah, so maybe he struggles with that because of something that went on as a kid, because his family obviously was a little twisted.
By the way, rest in peace, Herschel. I don't know if y'all know Herschel.
Yes,
Herschel passed away
last night.
I don't know his real name, unfortunately.
Herschel.
That's the old man that got his head chopped off.
He died in real life.
Scott Wilson.
Scott Wilson. He seemed like a really cool guy whenever I saw interviews and stuff with him. So
Rip Scott Wilson.
You said no to
She
him.
Said no.
Rest in peace.
Right.
She said we no. can give them rip. All three words.
True. And two, I'm gonna ask you, what y'all been keeping? I know y'all be keeping up with Fear the Walking Dead. Then they had a season finale last.
Whack.
It was whack.
Yeah.
So y'all been telling me this season been so good.
They just messed it up.
And the season finale was whack.
Whack.
They messed it
See?
Up, bro.
Whack.
This is why I'm not gonna watch this show.
Wasn't playing any games, but even she kind of went out with a whimper. Like it was.
She got on my fucking nerves. How y'all got
strong.
All of this city uh-huh. and you just happen to keep running into this limping ass shot, fucked up ass old woman?
Yeah, she wow. was.
She was. It was whack. It was whack. Don't bother. Don't bother.
See?
It didn't end well.
Y'all gonna
well.
Watch the next season, ain't y'all?
Yeah.
Yeah, once you're in it, you're in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in the world. Because I definitely. Okay.
Spoiler alert.
None of y'all gonna watch it, right?
Rye's right. That once you're in it, you went. Because it was some shows.
It depends
that,
on the show.
It was some shows I was like, why am I still watching this? But I was in this for so long. It was True Blood was one of them. True Blood was definitely
one of
them.
Oh, I gave up on that. Second season. I'm out.
Yeah, third season, I was like, why am I watching this?
I gave up on Orange is the New Black. I couldn't do it.
Got good.
Once I heard Poo say that, I was like, there's no reason for me to watch this anymore.
I still don't
know how she died. I haven't watched.
Spoiler alert.
You haven't watched
it?
Yeah,
once I heard it. Yeah,
once I heard it, I was like, no, I'm sure.
Yeah, the season after that was whack, but then the most recent season was really good.
This one that dropped this year.
Yeah.
That nobody was talking about it that I've seen, so I was wondering if it was any good.
The hype kind of died down on Orange because I don't have to see people talking about it like they used to.
Because the last season was bad. Yeah. The last season was bad.
I've heard
really
a couple
bad.
People talk about it this season, but I don't have a desire.
Yeah, that whole prison riot shit. That shit. Stupid. Oh my god, stupid. That shit pissed me off so bad. But it's like, what are y'all doing?
I still gotta watch Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah,
I ain't never seen that shit.
Hell yeah! Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a white folks show?
Oh. Yeah, with Larry David. That shit is hilarious, dude.
It is.
Man, that shit is hilarious.
White people show.
Is it not?
I don't know. I've never seen it, but I mean, we can't watch white people shows, and white people can't watch our shows.
I mean, I hang around a lot of white people. Yeah. I don't sometimes get like
their
white humor.
Man,
I don't think
is
Friends
hilarious.
Is funny. I don't think like
I thought it was just me,
bro. No,
no, I don't need
no
Friends is trash.
Right?
Friends is
yeah,
not
I don't
funny.
I didn't like Jerry Seinfeld.
No, that was the other one I was going to say. Seinfeld's not funny
because it's a white people show. That's what it is. That's what it was.
Yeah, not like being disrespectful. It's just
no, but you know what though? Like I never. Watch Jerry Seinfeld too, but like, I mean, I always saw Larry David name, but I didn't know who he was, mm-hmm. like visually.
Oh, he's
so
OG.
Like when I was watching Curb, and I'm like, man, this show is so funny. My dad was like, he's the writer for Jerry Seinfeld. I was like, really?
Oh, wow.
And some of my best friends was like, they watched Jerry Seinfeld now as an adult, and they're like, okay, I can see the humor. Like, I get it. It's funny. But back then, we was like, like, I wouldn't watch no Jerry Seinfeld. But Curb Your Enthusiasm, I don't give a fuck what y'all say. That shit is hilarious. That shit is funny.
I'll give it a shot. But
that shit is so funny.
With very low expectations.
Oh, it's funny. I'm telling you. Me and my sister be cracking up watching that shit. That shit is so hilarious.
I don't know what to expect. I don't know.
Oh, well,
but yeah, he saw me.
Yeah, it's not really. It's not like a plot. It's just Larry David being an asshole, pretty much, really? And sounds fucking great. Up people's lives.
I know Issa says she likes it, so I'll watch it on the strength of that.
Yeah. Okay.
So switching gears, I want to get y'all's take on something. Yeah, I have to admit, I was. I don't argue on Facebook. I very rarely even comment on anybody's posts. And this one, I had to actually just leave Facebook altogether because it shit pissed me off so bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. So,
but I'm in a group, and yes, I'm finna call y'all out, the East Atlanta Village group. And as y'all know, A3C was this weekend, and I went to one of the events that was in East Atlanta because it's literally 3 minutes from my house, where it was Benny the Butcher, West Side Gun, Sadat X, Elder Sensei. It was a bunch of dope shit was that night. And I got on Facebook the next day and somebody had posted, they were like, oh, the village is so busy. What's going on? And somebody said, oh, it's A3C. And they said something like, ugh. And I was like, all right, whatever. I'll let that go. Then somebody else posted a picture of like a telephone pole with a bunch of promo flyers on it. And I knew where it was going. But the second I saw it, I was like, oh, this is going to go bad. There was like 40 comments of angry white people in East fucking Atlanta, mind you. East Atlanta.
Wow.
Complaining about those people who don't live here, who aren't from here, coming to our neighborhood with their terrible music and littering.
Those
and
people
put money into the establishments around your community.
Motherfucker, it's not your neighborhood.
Oh my God.
East those Atlanta people. Has been a historically black neighborhood for fucking decades. And these motherfuckers think that just because they can move into the neighborhood and build a bar. Oh, first name Jen, last name Trification. Yes. Right. These motherfuckers think that they can just move in and build a bar. Build a couple little boutiques, and now it's theirs.
All the history.
I was so fucking infuriated by this shit. And I'm reading the comments, and I was waiting for someone to pop in and be like, what the fuck are y'all talking about?
Right.
Oh, man.
And one person did, this black dude. And unfortunately, he lost his cool, so they banned him. But his first post was like, y'all are some disrespectful-ass white people. This is not your neighborhood. This is a black neighborhood.
Right.
And you think that just because you move in, black shit stops.
Right.
Like, what are you talking about? And mind you, this is the same neighborhood that every year Project Pabst comes through. When they leave, there's beer cans everywhere. They ain't complaining about Project Pabst. There's East Atlanta Strut. When they leave, paper, trash everywhere. They don't cancel that shit. There's the mess around. There's all kinds of events that happen in East Atlanta. And I've never seen these posts. But all of a sudden, A3C comes to town, which they've been there the last 2 years.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
That's what I thought.
The last 2 years.
Yeah.
Bro, oh my God. I was so fucking pissed. And I'm like, I can't believe you think, they're not even from here. They don't even live here. What the fuck do you mean?
Y'all moved
flat shows?
Right.
But they're still, that's the funny thing. They're still there. They're still there. They're just not hanging out at the hipster bar that y'all motherfuckers are hanging out at. But there's a goddamn wing bar right there. And there's a barbershop right next to it. Like, what are you talking about? And I just could not believe that these motherfuckers had the audacity to say they don't like the fact that the flyers fall off the telephone poles and it creates litter. Get the fuck out of here, man. You can't move to the hood and then try to change hood shit.
Right.
If you want to complain, complain to A3C and the organizers and say, hey, I need you guys to pay for a cleanup when you leave. But you can't complain about the actual patrons, the residents, motherfucker, that are there to have fun.
Right.
There were no fights, Nothing. But one guy said he had to hide out at one of the clubs because the cops showed up. They show up with their terrible music and they bring the cops.
Oh man.
What?
Bro, I could not believe this shit.
This is kind of funny.
This is crazy, man.
Because you know,
home of Gucci Mane in East Atlanta.
Atlanta Santa. That's what I said. I was like, Gucci y'all didn't ask who owns East Atlanta. Yeah. East Atlanta Gucci Santa, man. Motherfucker.
I'm like, East Atlanta. That's out of here. That's Gucci territory, right there, baby. What's up, money, Ken? I'm saying, you know, that's Gucci better. Better holla at the black mayor at East Atlanta, baby. Yeah.
Gucci, my nigga, man. You know? Shout out to Gucci Mane. But I, you know, because I think was. What's funny to me is that, first of all, the A3C is ran by white folks. They created the whole thing, right?
Right.
The second thing is, aren't most of the people coming in town for A3C white?
No.
They're not? Really?
Not for that event? Hell no. Nah. For fucking... For
I'm asking. Gun. No. Really? No. I thought most of the people that come in here for...
That
hip-hop.
Night was lovely. Remember, you usually me and you play the Count the White or Count the Black People game?
Oh, we would have been good.
We'd have been good.
We'd have been good.
All right. Okay. I stand corrected. Count
the Black People?
At indie rap shows?
Indie rap shows,
black
always...
people, because there's like five. But for this
shit... Shout out to the brothers that showed up. Bro.
It was motherfucking Benny the Butcher.
But come on, man. We've had this conversation though. We about the demographics of hip hop fans.
I kind
of
we had the conversation about hip like indie rap fans.
Yeah,
I don't think Benny the Butcher,
and
those
Westside
guys
Gun,
really translate
that,
like no,
they're not drawing that.
They translate to hood dudes.
Yeah,
but no, there was plenty of black folks.
Okay,
but either way, even if it was a bunch of white people,
mm-hmm.
it would be not the type of acceptable white people. You know what
gotcha,
I mean?
Gotcha. The one, yeah, they don't count them.
No.
Yeah.
I was just sitting there, I'm like reading the coded language of this shit. And I'm not mm-hmm. even saying that they're all technically racist.
Right.
It's just the coded language they're using for, mm-hmm. you know, these people show up with their terrible yeah. music and our neighborhood. And that was the one that got me.
Valid
our
neighborhood. Yeah.
Neighborhood. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's so coded, dude.
Like, black people have been living here for longer than you've been alive.
Mm-hmm.
And you're complaining about some motherfucking flyers falling on the floor when there's trash in East Atlanta all day long.
Without festivals and stuff.
This is a good one. They're taking pictures of themselves.
They're taking
snatching,
selfies?
No, like snatching the flyers down and throwing them in the trash. And then people are like, yeah, get them. You get them. And they're liking the shit. I was like, man, fuck all of you motherfuckers,
man. Yeah, that would make
man.
Me have to step away, too. Right. And unfortunately, this is going to be more and more of that because there's so much gentrification going on in the city.
Wow.
It's annoying.
You know what? A3C, if any of y'all listening, please, every motherfucking year, come to East Atlanta. Twice, three, four, five times a fucking year to remind these motherfuckers that this is not their neighborhood. Not their neighborhood. And if y'all don't fucking like it, take your bitch asses back to fucking Buckhead.
Yeah.
All right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's disappointing, man.
I miss when we had bars up and down Buckhead too, though.
Now that's true.
Before
that
it was Tom Ford, it was so weird because I hadn't been in that area in so long. So seeing like the Tom Ford and all the high end stores,
you talking about
I was
the
like,
early
this
2000s?
Used to be the World Bar, yeah. When we was up and down Farm Road till 4 o'clock in the morning,
honey.
Yeah. People started getting shot, remember? And then they started enforcing those curfews.
I used to stay at the World Bar.
But what's I don't know, man. Like I just wonder what's going to happen when they continue to push. You know, black people away from their areas. Like, you know, where are they going to go? Like, a lot of them moving out there by me, you know? Mm. So, and then they
you can't
end
have
up
that,
moving
can
out.
You?
Huh?
You can't have that, can you?
It's fine
That's
by
why
me.
I moved. Right. Get away from these motherfuckers.
It's different. Like, you can definitely tell, like, it's like somebody got shot down the street at the grocery store and stuff like that. So, you know, it's definitely been a turnover. But I don't know, man. Like, It's disturbing. It's almost like we can't have shit.
I think it's disturbing because of the legacy that there is with a lot of these cities here in Atlanta and with especially like around the Auburn area, Avenue area. And just there's so much rich history that as we gentrify, if we don't teach our kids like what that area was, it's lost. So I think to Mike's point, I think that's the biggest issue that I see with it. It's like you don't even realize that this was a prominent black area
mm-hmm.
and that it still kind of is like we still live there and it's like even though you're trying to infiltrate like you can't erase the history that there was in this particular city
erasure yeah
but it's just bro it's flyers
it's you flyers know, and it's music
saying? It's flyers mm-hmm. like that's what you're complaining about
but you know it's not
flyers.
The flyers
yeah, it's
exactly
yeah.
right. It's coded bullshit you're pretending you're angry about mm-hmm. flyers and litter come out and just say what the fuck the problem is.
Just
come
direct.
Out
and say
I don't want to see all these niggas on my street corner.
Yeah, thank just you. Be direct. Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Like, rappity rap music.
Right.
Right.
Yep. Your gangster shit. I know LL Cool J.
But then, you know, you end up getting fired because you're saying something racist. But
or you end up getting banned because you snapped on one of these racist ass white people, which that happened.
Mm-hmm. True.
You know.
But then it also should be a message to them that you that what you're saying is problematic. Like, it's wrong that you shouldn't say that. So
do you think I should? That was the whole reason I was bringing this to y'all, because I was like, I want to get y'all's take on this. Cause I know I was angry, but I get angry about dumb shit all the time. Would y'all have said something? Mind you, it's Facebook.
Knowing you, I thought you would have said something.
I don't argue on Facebook. I don't argue on Facebook.
You got to pick your battles, honey. We getting all the your energy is important. So you got to pick out what you need your energy
But isn't that a good one?
It is a very good one, but is it one that's actually going to impact anything?
Right. Yeah.
Like, if you getting on Facebook and explaining the history and explaining this, I mean, if it reaches one, you've done your job. But, is it really, like, what is it? What does it do, really?
Right. Because based off what they were saying, they don't, I think, even if you would have said that they would, their mind was already made up.
We know. You pop. Go ahead. Come on back.
You worse than them.
Because I deal with it more than
you deal with it, right.
Yeah, because
right.
She deals with it all day long.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, not saying, oh, if it reaches one, but, I mean, it has to start somewhere. I mean,
someone has to have that voice.
Somebody
right?
has to have that voice, and somebody has to spark it, right? Why not be the person that sparks it?
Especially as a person that frequents that area a lot, mm-hmm. I think you definitely.
Yeah,
I don't disagree.
Because I can see Keisha coming in there saying something. I can see her.
Yeah, she's not in. You know, I need to ask her if she's in that group. Because, you know, y'all.
She'll go in there and wreak havoc.
I'm sure she will.
She'll write a whole essay. Mm-hmm. Keisha don't play.
I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday. We went out to lunch, mm-hmm. and she left the group completely because of that. Because, I mean, it's not like y'all think it's coded. But we're not
really
that stupid.
Not.
We know what you're saying.
Right.
We know what you're saying.
Right.
Because like I said.
And y'all felt comfortable enough to put the codes out there on mm-hmm. this forum. So maybe this isn't the forum for me.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So.
I don't know. Maybe it was worth saying something, you know, because if you leave, you're almost not endorsing it, mm-hmm. but you're not letting them know that, hey, this isn't cool.
Like, it's almost like, don't complain about it if you're not going to do something about it, kind of thing.
It's like you're
turning cheek. What's that turn?
Turn the other cheek. But no, here's the problem. If you personally attack anyone, you get banned. And that's why the one guy that did say something ended up getting banned, because he responded back with some stupid shit. I don't know, because he was like, where the fuck do you see trash ass fuck? That's what he said.
See, yeah.
But I know me, and I know it will go there, because if somebody starts to try to combat what I'm saying, and
you're gonna go there.
I'm gonna go there. Yeah. Like, I'm gonna, like, all right, you know what? You're fucking racist. Yeah. That's really what this is. Yeah. You're fucking racist. Just come out and say it, and let's move on.
And they might be trying to push and probe you to get you to go that far.
Because I know they have mm-hmm. to know there's some black people in this group. So, like, what is intriguing about the group to you?
No. So, okay, you know Next Door, right?
Yeah,
you know, ooh, that racist.
I know
it.
Oh, I know.
I don't know.
Next door is like it's all groups for neighborhoods. So okay. Like,
it's like a neighborhood watch app, I guess.
Kind of.
Oh, and you can that post, took you the can, racism. Technical, huh?
No, it's not. It's not.
They watching
not,
us on apps.
It's not like that. Okay, so like, you can go on there, you can sell clothes, you can sell furniture.
It's turning into that, but it's really supposed to be like an app about subdivisions, and it's supposed to be like a
what's going on,
a social network for like subdivisions and stuff like that.
If you're doing a block party, you post it on there.
People in that community can all hang out.
You say neighborhood watch. I'm like, well, who they watching?
No, but it.
But people are doing
that. People do that, though.
I got you.
It takes on like the personalities of the community, and you start to see like your neighbors for who they are. So the neighborhood watch, that thing that B's talking about, is that people only be like, man, I see somebody at somebody's door.
I see two black kids. Yeah. I don't know what they're up to.
Really?
You're right. Yes. Yeah, that's what it's turning. I saw people post up like on the images on their Ring app, on their Ring camera, and they'd be like,
Hey, y'all, but anybody y'all recognize these people that I've seen, you know, like, stuff like that?
You're like, why are you on my porch?
Yeah.
I would post that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's a lot of racist, like, language and race in there. So, and that, that, like, there were some articles actually written about that, too, like, a couple of years ago, because it started to bring out, like, that side of people when you don't think anybody's watching, which is kind of like that
group. But how much of that do you think that people don't even realize that the stuff that you're saying and doing is problematic and racist? Like, not to say that there's obviously people who are that way, but do you think some of these white people just don't even realize that you think this person is suspect simply because of how they look? Like, do you not really realize that this is racist?
Well, when they get called out, that's the thing. It's like, you always gauge their responses.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a few where they were like, oh shit, nah, I really didn't mean it like that. No, these kids really do look like they're up to no good and they happen to be black. But then some people are just like, no, you're taking it the wrong way. You're taking it out of proportion. They're black and they're blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
So you can gauge their responses. Mm-hmm. But the whole thing is, like, I like being in the East Atlanta Village Board because you'll see shit that's going on in the neighborhood.
Gotcha.
So if somebody's having a yard sale or whatever.
Mm.
So it's the same thing with next door. But it's just occasionally you'll get a post like the one
that you got
that I'm just like, what the fuck?
And then it gets all the comments and cosigns. Yes.
And then I know some of them personally because I've been to the bar and I've seen your fucking face. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck you. Next time I'm at the bar, don't say shit to me.
Mm.
Matter of fact, I want to go put a fucking flyer all over your car. Or you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That
with my
funny.
Terrible music.
Yeah.
You know?
The terrible music that they all dance to.
Right. Yeah, because they're not from here.
Right.
Who the fuck can you tell, like, who is not
from here? Right.
You're fucking 18. You're 22.
Right.
How the fuck can you tell that this black person is not from here?
Right.
I see him every fucking weekend at the fucking wing place. Because they got good ass vegan wings. And you're going to say he's not from here because he doesn't hang out
with
them.
Vegan wing?
Good as fuck. Heaven.
Yep. So I guess the biggest news, of course, just to kind of, you know.
Get out there.
Yeah. You know, we talked about it last week. So I guess close that out. I'm sure nobody's surprised that he was confirmed that he made it onto the
not surprised at
Supreme
all.
Court, that the FBI investigation was just a means for Jeff Flake to vote with a conscience or to make his vote look like he gave a fuck.
Who are we talking about?
Brett Kavanaugh. Jeff Flake was one of the ones that called for the investigation, but he used the words limited in scope and limited to 1 week. And, you know, once the White House got to it, they definitely didn't do their part to do a full investigation. They just talked to Brett Kavanaugh's homies. They talked to Ford's, a couple of people that Ford knew. They didn't talk to Brett Kavanaugh. They didn't talk to Ford. Mm-hmm. And they didn't talk to 20-something.
They didn't talk to Sweatnick or any of them either?
Nope. They didn't talk. Nope. They talked to Ramirez. They didn't talk to Sweatnick, which was another accuser that was on record, which was weird. And they didn't talk to 20-something plus people that were trying to call them and say, hey, this motherfucker is lying. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that's the part
that got me.
Like, these people are public. They are saying to you that he is lying. He's purging himself. And they didn't take those calls.
Perjuring. Mm-hmm. See what happens when we talk about shit? Like,
purging.
They need to purge that motherfucker.
Yeah. Perjuring himself. Yeah. So it went the way I figured it was going to go, but I just still was interested to see how it play out because of the Me Too movement and do y'all motherfuckers really care?
No.
And obviously not. And you know, it just shows the power
white
of politics,
women,
man.
Are mad.
Oh
white
yeah.
Women are big mad.
Yeah, you know.
They was mad about Trump too.
That I mean, they was matter. Mad about Trump, but they mad.
They flooded the streets.
Did you see the tweet that Bette Midler posted?
Bruh.
Man, that is so fucking problematic. I never watched these shit before. I damn sure not watching it now. So she said white women are the N-word man.
Oh,
that was a John Lennon song.
Yeah. A John Lennon Yoko Ono song.
Really?
Yeah.
And but the thing is, it was a problem when that shit came out.
I'm not following what y'all saying. What happened?
She posted it. Oh, you go ahead.
So she posted that basically in her anger, and I don't know exactly what it was, but the gist really of it was women are the N-word of society. And somebody responded, so what are black women? Like, I don't understand. Like, they just taking it too far. They're taking it too far.
Yeah, so.
Wait, this was a white person?
Bette Midler. Yeah, so she's from, you know, the movie Beaches.
You Are the Wind Beneath My Wings.
He knows that
wings.
Movie. He's trying to front. No, you don't watch that movie and cry many times.
I think we had this conversation. I've never seen Beaches.
I haven't either, but I'm not going. And I'm not going to. I know who she is. So I'll show you a picture.
Yeah, I was about
You know, it's always been that woman struggle. You know, woman treated as a minority, and then the black people, and you know, women fighting for the right to vote, and black people. Like, so they've always tried to draw like parallels between the two. So I can see her immediately be like, oh shit, y'all treating us just like niggas.
Exactly.
Like it's just the quickest thing she can go to
but the
see
fucked
that
up
the
thing
rights
is,
are not being.
It seems like if you came to that conclusion, why would you not have the sense not to tweet something?
Hello.
Like
right.
It seems like you would think about
exactly.
It, okay, you know what? Women
I probably
are being,
shouldn't write
I probably
this.
Shouldn't write this. But it's like, if you think women are being treated like niggers, how the fuck do you think niggers are going to feel about you
tweeting
who
that?
Is way better off right. than even black men?
Right.
And you're going to say, we're the niggers of the world. No, motherfucker, we're the niggers of the world. That's the problem.
That's
the problem. Niggers are the niggers of the world.
Right.
Get your own shit.
Yeah. Y'all are some other shit.
I don't know what she was thinking. I know she was. I mean, I'm sure her heart was in the right place.
No,
it was. It was. She because she's been an ally for a very long time. She's been an activist.
She was trying to make a point. It just
it
she just didn't do it well
fuck
at all.
Because you didn't think right. about this shit right.
She didn't find a good analogy to compare women to. He didn't find anything.
I think honestly, I think she was thinking of that song. But the problem
what
is
because that was the first thing that John Lennon.
Yeah,
I don't know this.
That was the first thing that popped in my head. I was like,
that didn't pop.
And other people have made that statement before. You know,
yeah,
it's just
but it's still it's yeah.
It was wrong when they did it in the fucking 50s or 60s, whenever that song came out. You know, they had a backlash then because I mean, shit was real fucked up then.
Right, right.
And like, I don't know why she thought she can get away with that shit in 2018. Like,
right in this social media
on
era,
Twitter.
We, on
Twitter, on
Twitter, at that, out of all places.
And now you want to apologize? It's like, well, I mean, I want to accept your apology because I want to think you're a good person, but I just don't understand what the fuck is going
on
in your
like
mind.
That. I don't think she meant it like that.
Meant it like what?
Like that in a derogatory way.
Oh, no,
she
did.
No.
She
did.
Yeah, but that's the problem.
Okay. Exactly.
You didn't think before you spoke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, I understand younger people these days don't think before they speak. They just say shit.
You too old for that.
You
done
way
been through
too
way
old for
too
that
many
shit.
Different.
You.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You've been through too much. Too much. Yeah.
It reminds me of that thing you posted on Instagram, Ken, where he's like, you treated me like a black person.
Oh,
that guy that was getting
arrested.
He was in a mall or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
airport
I don't know
or
was
something
airport,
like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Airport.
Yeah.
Damn, we don't gave him.
But he was just treating
him
like Roger.
He was like, you treated me like a black person. Yo, he was so mad.
He was so mad. But
it just seems like that would make you want to. Not
stop treating black people
yeah,
like
right,
black.
Right. Yeah.
Like, it's like if you know we're being treated like
right.
shit.
Right.
Once you kind of like.
If you're going to say women are the niggers of the world.
Then stop treating
then
niggers
damn,
like
maybe
niggers.
I should stop treating niggers like niggers. Goddamn. Bing, 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 bing,
bing. Right. Like,
but, that, but I think that was maybe the point that John Lennon was trying to make.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that that was the point that Bette Midler was. She was more so on
she's
some stop
mad.
Treating us bad.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Motherfucker.
Right, right. Just say that.
Just like, say that. Leave us out of it. We have our own shit going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, right.
We're over here mad about A3C flyers.
Right.
Like, go find your own battle.
Yeah,
I saw that. Oh, Mike haven't seen
but, it. But yeah, man, it was interesting.
I
yeah.
stopped paying attention. Like, after they said the FBI investigation was coming, I was like, oh, I know where this is going. And I would see a couple of little reports, like the whole thing with the bar fight after some concert or whatever. Yeah. And it's just in the police report about that. And I was just like, they don't care. They don't
but
care.
How do you feel about that part? That's not that. Okay, so, and I'm definitely not an apologist because fuck Kavanaugh.
Right.
I did think it was weird that they were trying to make an issue that he got in a fight at a bar because he thought some guy was the lead singer of UB40.
Which is weird, too.
Which is weird, because it's like, why are you like trying to fight Red Wine? He didn't bother nobody.
Like, what are you doing?
I think it just went. I think that was kind of going to just his drinking habits and just to his character. So, mm-hmm. like, you go to a concert, you get drunk enough to throw ice and stuff and glasses at strangers because they're looking because of some weird reason or whatever. So, I think that just basically goes to not only your drinking habits, but just your character and the fact that that's absolutely not the type of character that you portrayed to have when you were on the stand. Like, you mm-hmm. said you were, you didn't drink to excess. We liked beer. Sure, we liked beer.
You like beer?
We all liked beer.
Right. Right. Don't you like it?
Right.
Bitch, I'm talking to you. You like it.
Right.
But the fact that you like beer to the point that you'll like start throwing ice at a person at a bar is a little bit different than just mm-hmm. liking beer. So, it was a weird... It was a weird thing to put out, but I just think it called into question his character, which, like I said, but when it came out and the way they were portraying it, was like, so we get into bar fights. Like, they don't care. Oh, so why are we doing all of this?
Because the Republicans...
Just give him his goddamn seat. Like, I didn't care about this bitch going at 3 o'clock on 3:30 talking to tell us that she was going to vote.
And Susan Collins?
Man, I'm like, okay, please kill the theatrics.
Sit her ass.
Don't nobody care. Just say yay.
Yeah.
Just say yay.
Yeah. And, you know, and people are outraged about her, so now she in trouble.
That's the lady that had the blue that was talking with the glasses on.
She had on, like, a pink suit, and she was standing up to talk, just basically explaining about the investigation and the fact that
her support. Okay.
Yeah, because she said that she doesn't believe it was Kavanaugh that attacked Ford. But
that is some crazy shit. Just say you don't believe the... Just say you don't believe her. Like, this...
But they can't. Like, they're trying to play so in the middle of the role. Like, I don't want to say she's lying, but, you know, she
I
got
would respect
attacked,
them so much more if they just said, I just think she's telling a lie. And 36 years later, I don't believe it. Just say that. Like, don't say, I think I believe her. And I just think it's a case of mistaken identity. You mean to tell me that this woman can't remember the face of the man that was grinding right. his dick on her and covering her mouth that she thought was on? You don't forget that face.
Right. They are the masters at spin. And once again, you know, the Democrats, you know, they failed to come through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Republicans went on the offensive. They made
Then like three of them just not vote.
I think so. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
What?
I mean,
yeah, they just didn't vote. They just didn't give a yay or a nay.
Because it was 50-48. So it wasn't a 51-49 party line.
Right.
You know, split.
I said, what?
So, yeah. So I thought that was a 50-48. Because I thought, because Pence, did he have to break the tie, right? Because
I don't remember.
If it's
50,
if they don't have 51, which is what they needed, the majority, he can break the tie. But either way I go, like, I didn't read, like, once I saw he was referring, I didn't even want to know that many details about
it. Me neither.
But Collins, you know, with this big, long ass speech and, just to kind of explain herself, it's like,
nobody
can explain
sis.
Yourself
just
when you go
yes.
up for reelection. There's 2.2 million, there's $2.2 million that people have raised to run against you. You know, so this is where, like, if you're out there, this is how you can actually speak and show them that this stuff mattered to you. Because right now it doesn't. Like, this is all politics. And the thing about it that kind of frustrated me the most is that, you know, the Federalist Society, I think that's, they have plenty of people just like Kavanaugh in terms of his record, in terms of his beliefs, mm-hmm. his conservative beliefs. So they could have easily just snatched him down and put somebody else up and got exactly what they're looking for.
Right.
Because that wouldn't have looked, the optics of that wouldn't have looked good. And
that
it
would
have
be
looked
admitting
like
defeat.
Yeah. And it would have looked like
that would have admitted that we're going to take these three accusations seriously and move on to somebody else.
They don't care.
No,
about
they
that.
Don't want that.
They
just
don't care.
They
about
want
that.
This is who I want. Mm-hmm. And damn it, I'm going to get them in.
And yep. you're,
and these yep. people are going to respect the fact that I get what the fuck I want. That's all it was.
Yep.
And they knew that if they actually did win, they could be like, yeah, see, we mean business.
Exactly.
Right. You can't defeat us.
Yep.
That's what it is.
They pumping their chest. They pumping their chest.
Democrats had no game plan. They had no strategy.
Nope.
They were
as
on
usual.
The defensive.
As
yep.
usual.
You know, that's why the bar fight came out, because that's all they had.
Yep.
You know, they should have been out. Like, it seemed like every day, Lindsey Graham Ford was saying something. Grassley was saying something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Flake was in the news. Collins and Murkowski were not. But most of the people that were really, really vocal, McConnell, all these people were in the news. And where was Feinstein, whatever her name is.
I saw the Hawaiian. It was a Hawaiian lady. What's the little Hawaiian senator? She's the only real Democrat that I saw out there like that. Oh God, what's her name? A little Asian looking lady.
I can't remember her name either, but yeah. I know what you're talking about. Why you laughing?
Why
Mark?
You laughing? She not Hawaiian.
I don't know what you're talking about. The little Asian looking lady.
She's the one that said nay.
She was. I don't know her name.
Yeah.
I don't know her name. She's a Republican? She look Hawaiian. No, she's Democrat. It looks Democrat lady.
Stop it.
She not Hawaiian.
I don't know, but you keep saying. It's the way you're saying it. It's a little Hawaiian looking lady.
We're about to get in trouble one. She's a woman, though.
But she ain't Asian. That's the way it works.
Is she Hawaiian, Filipino, something like that?
One of them. Well,
it's not
like she can call women bitches and stuff.
True. Yeah, so anyway, Lindsey Graham.
Back to this politics.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Said that Kavanaugh was a slut whore drunk at the party.
Damn.
Yeah.
Why you gotta be a slut and a whore?
Well, think about what he's also referring. Lindsey Graham. You know, the one that was yelling at everybody. Because basically he's calling her that. He said, oh, the slut whore that was drunk wasn't
right, you're trying to call
Ford. You know, it was Brett Kavanaugh. So, I don't know, man. It's
I'm over it.
Yeah, you know what? I did not care. I don't ever care about Supreme Court nominations. Everybody get one. Everybody get a chance. Like, that's part of being president. And you look to fill these seats. So Bush had like three. Obama had two. He had one block, which was Merrick Garland, by the Republicans again. So the Democrats got played.
Yep.
And Trump has had two. And, you know, it's just how I go. It's all political theaters, theatrics. They get up there and act like they're upset about something. And they get confirmed anyway. But this one that made it different for me were the allegations. And not one, not two, but three. And then there were two that were anonymous. So, you know, for me, I'm saying, okay, so are you guys really of the people? And I know they're not, but just seeing, I know.
Right.
But it's just seeing like the recent rise of the Me Too movement and all this other stuff. It was like, okay, let's see, has it permeated politics yet? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and it obviously hasn't. And, you know, I was just like, well, shit, I guess Brett Kavanaugh fell 57 accusations short of going to jail or getting his
yeah.
pulled.
Yeah.
You know, like, right. It just wasn't enough people to come out to have this guy, confirmation mm-hmm. or nomination pulled.
Well, I think a part of it also is they can always pull. I mean, we all know that he was going to attempt rape, but part of their argument is the fact there was zero penetration, which I don't personally think that fucking matters. I don't think that matters, but that was part of their argument. There was never any sort of penetration. Mm. So it wasn't technically rape. It was still sexual assault.
Right.
But yeah. I think the motherfucker should have been in jail. But.
So was it, that's, so that they was, they was putting it down to like harassment or something?
No, it was assault. So basically because he just like grinded on her and accosted her and had his hand over her mouth. It was just an assault. Because he like physically touched her and, you know.
Right. But if he just would have said something, that would have been
harassment. Exactly. Right. But I mean, that's not a good argument. So, I mean, so sexual assault's okay. And you can be a Supreme Court justice.
Oh, no.
Right.
I was just saying in comparison to the Bill Cosby thing, because I saw people making that comparison.
It's a poor comparison.
I think personally it's a poor comparison.
Because
I did get the logic there. That you know,
I get the logic that one obviously is worse than the other, but none of it's right. And the fact that you could still be a Supreme Court justice with an assault case pending is still a problem.
Exactly.
It just speaks to the rape culture in America, which is the core of the problem.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And not just that. Not just
so serious.
Showing up like a ghost. Hey,
I got to pop up.
Popped up like Nightcrawler.
What the fuck is going on up in here, motherfucker?
But I just think that just shows how fucked up the system is just in general. Like, how many times can a normal person just get a job with like shit that's that major just pending on some shit?
Right.
Like we can't. But we're talking about like one of.
I disagree. Because, you can get a job with an assault charge on you. Because a lot of people get assault charges and they just get a slap on the wrist or they get probation or they get like a couple of months. And you can still get a job.
I'm not saying
and it probably wouldn't be public the way it was.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not saying that there is zero job that you can get. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying like a better off, well off to do more six figure high, more profile job. You know, they do their background.
You can get a job at McDonald's. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You can, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, come on in.
I think it depends.
Yeah.
I think it depends on the person. It depends on the position.
On the position. And all I'm saying is that a higher tiered position at most companies, unless, you know, you in there, you plugged up with people, right? They could overlook that, some stuff.
Exactly.
Because it's always about who you know and what you, not what you know, right? I'm not saying, but I'm just saying, if you're a normal person with an application, like myself, I go apply for some stuff and it's I'm not getting it. Mm-hmm. I'm not.
Oh, you're not going to pass a background check. Nope. Is what you're saying. Okay.
Exactly. I'm not even going to barely get a foot in through that door.
You're going to be like, oh, we straight, sir. Go ahead. Next.
I'm over it.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the end of the day, I'm over it. We knew he was going to get his seat. So it's just.
Yeah.
Wait,
what? Uh-oh.
When you say you over it, what does that mean exactly?
That means that I've lost interest once I realized that they were halting and they were going to do an FBI investigation, a limited one. It was like, okay, we already knew how this story was going to play out, so I'm not as interested anymore. Mm-hmm. It's fucked up. We knew it was going to end fucked up, and I don't have to watch it.
So kind of going back to Mike's issue with
the East Atlanta Village. So somebody got to speak up.
At what point do you like really fight for stuff like this?
So I guess for me, my fight is when I vote.
Right. There's only so much she can do because she's not in that position. It's up to the politicians, really.
So I don't care enough. And I don't have, again, back to my original saying, we getting older and we got to choose our battles and pick where we send our energy. I'm not about to create no coalitions and start going out here protesting. I ain't got time for that.
So
I got
voting.
Voting
are very important. But I think, I'm not trying to put words in her mouth, but I think what she's saying is, she personally can't do all that. Like, y'all know I used to do protests and shit all the time. I don't do that shit anymore. But because I see that there's another generation behind me that's doing it. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, go out there, be strong. Yeah. I got bad knees, bad ankles. I can't stand all day.
Yeah, I think our point, what we do, especially us as parents, is we make sure we vote. We make sure we give a good example. We explain the situation to our children so we can raise a generation of children who will fight and will do that. Like,
you're not completely over it. You're just saying that
I'm just over it far as it on the news. I'm tired of seeing it now. Like, I watch my little CNN. I watch the
and
little,
I'm always like that.
Yeah, you don't have no time for it.
I just don't have time for
it. But yeah, I'm not into watching it anymore. I saw the Collins lady do her little speech. I watched a little bit more press on it, and I knew where it was going. So I was like, okay, we can turn the TV off now.
And you know, and you know, this isn't the first time. You know, we had like other politicians that's been accused of sexual misconduct. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole thing that went down, president,
right.
we Roy Moore Jr. in Alabama.
Yeah.
Franken, they and Republicans ran him up out of there. Which is ironic. They ran Franken up out and made him resign, but they backed Roy Moore Jr. It's like the Democrats are just so weak, but at the same time, man, I understand where Nay is coming from, because, you know, when I just look at this, like, it's almost like you're kind of powerless, right? Because you have old,
it's deflating,
white men that are currently, you know, in office, and it's going to take this younger, kind of what Mike is talking about, these younger generation, these young kids to come in and speak for, right, like, their generation.
And
now,
the Democrats sure as hell ain't telling us like what to do, is other than call some telephone numbers and vote. We don't have politicians who are out in the street saying this is what you can do and this is how you can, you know, we don't have that anymore. Yeah, so we just gotta, not that we can't, I mean, because we are older, but we ain't dead yet, so we can still do stuff, but
we need new voices.
Yeah,
in offices.
I just don't have time,
you know,
that's what I wanted to get clarification on, because I don't want to put out there like, oh, I'm over it, ain't nothing gonna happen, they're gonna still do what they do, and you know,
well, they are still gonna do what they're gonna do.
Yeah,
right. But just I feel like you still have to be active, just because something, it could change at some point, right?
But I think you have to understand the climate and what's happening more so than you physically trying to change it. Cause you as one person ain't going to really be able to change it. But as long as you're informed, you know what I'm saying? My interpretation of what Nay's saying is that she ain't going to go out there, but at least she's going to know what's happening. So just in case if she has to, if she feels compelled to, she understands the cause and what she's standing for. But I'm in agreement with all of y'all. Like, I'm getting older. You know what I'm saying? Like, we went out there and we marched. You know what I'm saying? I remember I felt super compelled at that point in time. And I don't know if that truly changes anything.
You know, to your point, to your previous statement, Rod, a few minutes ago, is that, yeah, they're going to do what they're going to do. I've been following politics a long time. Like, these people protest, they say this, they try to do everything, but they're still, at the end of the day, going to do what they're going to do. And you know, after watching it for so many years and seeing so many people speak out and seeing nothing changes, you know, it feels, like you said before, it's very deflating. But that's just politics. Mm-hmm. And as long as these old people that's been in there, as long as they have been, they think the old ways, right? So that's why they're quick to dismiss what happened with Kavanaugh.
So we've never had any wins. Like, we've never in
well, not okay, really. So that's what I was about to say. My thing with all of this is, at the end of the day, the way I look at it, as black people, we always been outside of politics anyway. Mm-hmm. So while I understand, yeah, it's my responsibility to vote, too many people have died and fought for my right to vote to not do that. And I can protest when we have the Trayvon Martins and when we have, you know, kids that affect my community. But as a black woman, I always feel like I've been on the outside of politics anyway. So I'm not really looking for anybody to tell me what to do, because I know y'all ain't really going to do shit for me anyway.
Yeah, because that agenda is going to keep moving forward. I think the first time that I realized it was when I want to say it was like my senior year of high school, when Al Gore was running for president. Mm-hmm. And I was living in Florida. So obviously it was real.
First time voting for the president. Yep.
You know, and that was my first time eligible to vote, but I didn't vote. You know, I was still young, high school, whatever. But just seeing that whole recount and just everything that was happening in, like, just in Miami. Obviously, it's not the state capital or nothing like that, but it's the biggest city in the state. It was
like, that's some bullshit.
It is. It is. It really was. It that's really was. Felt. And when I, like, that being my first experience, I kind of felt that, you know, the agenda was always going to be pushed however they see fit. And then even with this candidacy, you know what I'm saying, with this president, like, I wasn't surprised. You know what I'm saying? I think
you
I said it on record.
When Trump.
I was. Mm-hmm.
No,
it's funny. Well, I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. But with the whole Al Gore thing, that was my first time voting for the president. And I grew up with a dad. My dad never voted. Never. And I used to fuss at him all the time, like, Daddy, you grew up in the 60s, like, how could you not vote? Like, how you were around with the civil rights movement, how could you use this shit ain't for us? And so I go and I vote for Al Gore, and that whole recount shit happened. I was like, damn, Daddy was right.
He didn't, I know, his, talk about a first impression of voting. I was my first like time
well damn
too.
And so yeah, his first time voting was for Obama. And he's in his 60s, so yeah, I get, like, that was deflating to me. Sorry, that's all I had.
Yeah, so, but I don't know, man. It's just like, you know, there was Anita Hill and now there's Ford. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So there's a black woman, now there's a white woman.
So y'all black, if they let a black judge in, you know they was letting Kaepernick.
And he played the race card. He was like, he played the race card to get in. You know, so he came in angry too. So he was an angry black man. This was an angry white man. So at the end of the day, politics is what matters, because, you know, so this white woman sitting on the pedestal with Hill. So so you were kind of talking about it.
Who and you?
FIFO. But just getting old, right? And just how certain things that when we were younger, you know, we felt mattered more and that we could change the world. And now as we get older, it's like, man, this is some bullshit.
Yeah, that responsibility change and your priorities change. And because I remember when I was so gung-ho on all this politics stuff and being in the know and being like, yo, Canada's about to happen and this, that.
Yeah, I remember.
And you know, now that I'm older, I have a wife, like, I don't.
You have more. You have stuff.
Yeah, y'all on my
right?
shit now. Y'all on my shit. I can't.
Mike's like, I know nothing of what y'all speak.
I still care, but I don't. You know.
Yeah, no. I still do,
I got
too.
Cats.
I still do too, but from a very far distance.
Right.
Now. You know what I'm saying? I used to, like, man, look, y'all, I was
this.
Mr. Conspiracy Theory for like at least eight months to a year. You know what I'm saying? And I had to jump off that, man, because that shit started making me go crazy. I'm like, I knew everything that was happening in politics. And I'm like, you know what? Even though I have all of this knowledge, even though I could protest, even though I could do this, that, and the third.
What's that going to do for my household?
Exactly.
Right.
The agenda is going to move forward, and there's nothing I can do to stop it. So you know what? Let me just be informed on some real bullshit when it happens.
Right.
And appreciate your kids and your family. Yeah.
But you know what? I'm going to focus on me. You know, right. I'm
me
not going
to focus on you and yours.
focus on everything else and third party this and that person didn't.
You feel like you have more important energy to go into
exactly that. Exactly. Because I don't have the same energy level no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm noticing that too.
Yeah, we all don't.
I mean, life, I think, experience, you know, sometimes, you know, you get beat down by the world, but, you know, those things kind of, you know, and we just become seasoned. Like, mm-hmm. you know, we start to realize that the things we thought mattered didn't matter.
Yeah. And I think as we get older, we're able to read between the lines more, mm-hmm. you know, so like.
And maneuver around things.
Exactly. Exactly. You might hear something and be like, hold on. Let me ponder on that real quick. You know what? That's some bullshit. That's some code right there. You know what I'm saying? And you could just move on from that and not even entertain that.
Well, it also kind of goes back to what you wasn't here, what Mike was talking about earlier, like, you know, like this whole East Atlanta Village thing that went down. It's like, man, like,
is so what did go down? Enlighten me just a little bit real quick.
I don't think we have to. It was
real quick. It's just like, so he's on a Facebook.
It's deep, though.
It's deep, but yeah, he's just on a Facebook group. They were saying some kind of, saying don't come into our neighborhoods. They were talking about the A3C.
It was a bunch of angry white people saying, don't come into our neighborhoods. Those people are bringing their terrible music and their trash. You don't even live here. Right. And you've been to East Atlanta.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is in East Atlanta?
Black people.
Bruh.
But it's just what to fight. I don't know. I guess my overall question, and I think we could do a whole episode on this actually later, but just when did you feel like, man, like, shit, I'm old, man. Like
basketball.
That'll tell you quick.
Yeah. Basketball. Yeah, playing sports.
Yeah.
Playing sports. And when you playing with like younger cats that's like 19, 20, 21.
Running circles around you. You're like, man.
Shit. Like, oh my God. Like, I remember I used to be this way. Right. And I'm like, I can't even keep up with this dude. Mm-hmm. Like remember we played in the league recently, mm-hmm. right? Remember that dark skinned guy I told him he played?
Oh, yeah, the point guard.
The younger guy.
Yeah.
Because I asked him how young he was. Dude said he was 23. So I was like, dude. Like, I remember I was trying to, flare up with him, and he like, first stepped me, and I was like, I can't do nothing.
This dude on the basketball court embarrassed pretty much our entire squad. And, you know, see, here's the thing about being older in sports. Mentally, you know, you're more sharp, your IQ's higher.
Right, right.
But you still feel young when you're on that court until somebody shows you that you're
that
not.
That you're not young,
And that dude, his first step, the entire team. I'm over here, oh, yeah, damn, B ain't get him. Man, I could get him. And that dude made me look even worse, bro. It was bad.
Man. Yeah, I asked him, I'm like, man, how old are you, dude? He's like, 23. I was like, what?
And I can only keep up for a certain amount of time now. Yep, like, I can do it for a little bit, but then after a while, it's
just
like,
pace yourself.
What, I got injured, like, the first game?
Yeah. Man, that was a sign
right back since.
Yeah, that was a sign right there.
I messed up my ankle, and I ain't been
the
back since.
The first game.
It's still messed up. That's how I know I'm old.
No, yeah.
That's how.
Yeah.
Yeah, recovery time too, man.
What about you, Mike? Because I saw, you know, we talked about the club thing and the ear plugs or whatever.
When did I start to feel old?
Yeah.
When kids at shows would fucking tell me I'm old. Like,
damn.
You gotta think, like, you know, coming from, like, going to punk rock shows and stuff, like, that culture was so focused on the youth.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when I was 14, 15, 16, 17, like, we literally thought we were gonna change the world. We literally thought that because, right?
I mean,
that's how I am now. But back then, it was like, we really thought that because we were going to these shows, because we were going to these rallies, because we had all these friends, that we were going to make racism go away. We were going to make sexism go away. We were going to make homophobia go away. We were going to make everybody be vegetarian. Like, we thought that. And then you get to be in your 20s, and then you start to realize, like, shit, we're not enough. Like, it's a good focal point. It's a good start. It's a good foundation. But when I would go to shows after that, and I would see bands, and they would not be talking about the shit we were talking about, and I would get pissed. Because I'm like, wait the fuck. Hold on. This is a punk rock show. You need to be up on that stage talking about how racism is shitty and how we need to save the animals. And they're like, nah, we just want to play music. You're old. Just stop talking about old people shit. That's in the past. And I'm like, God damn. This is what it is. And then it would happen at hip hop shows too. You go to hip hop shows and you see somebody and he's just, you know, oh, I'm in the club. Oh, I got that dude.
Ain't no more public enemies no more.
Right. And I'm like, wait, that guy's not rapping. Nope, you're old. Fuck. really? And then you start thinking about it. You're like, damn, I sound like my mom. I sound like my dad. And that's when it clicked. And I was like, fuck. I'm sitting here shitting on the younger people stuff.
It's not for me. It was the same cycle when we was coming up.
Because you have to think. Yeah. It's like, at what point do you stop understanding music that is current?
Not made for
you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Because it's like I can't claim this as my own. Fantano, actually, this was his point. But when he made it, I really got upset with myself. He was like, man, you know, Lil Yachty is punk rock. Mm. Because when we were younger, punk rock was, we didn't know how to fucking play anything, but we're still going to make some noise and talk about shit. Mm. You look at Lil Yachty, he's not rapping well, but the kids understand it. I don't, you don't. Clearly. I don't know that many people here don't, because we're old.
Yeah,
we don't understand Lil Yachty. We don't understand Extension. We don't get it, but we're not supposed to. My mom didn't understand punk rock. My dad didn't understand any of that shit. He's like, what the fuck? This is noise. That's what I'm saying now about shit like Lil Yachty. So.
And the fact that you got to use earplugs now.
Fuck off, man.
Don't forget about that.
Like
I said, I really want to do like a whole episode, you know, about this. Because I think there's more stories and examples we can have. But
shit, I got one real recent. Like, and I guess I'll announce it to the world. But my youngest brother is about to have a baby. And when he told me that, I'm like, damn, bro, I'm older than a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, damn near 10 years older than him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's just crazy.
Wow. You just found out like
2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I shoot him a congrats text.
I think what kind of prompted this question was yesterday I was getting prepared for today, and I went to ESPN and I was checking the scores of the college football games. Mm. And I was like, man, I remember when I was younger, my whole Saturday was sitting on the couch with wings, Chinese food, and pizza.
Wings and Chinese food.
And pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah.
And pizza.
Wait,
don't forget the pizza.
No. Damn, and you had a cup of coffee too, huh?
In the morning, yes. Yeah. And just sitting around, just dedicated to football, just watching football all day, music playing in the background, not moving. My boys around 7 or 8 would come through, same shit, and watch, rinse, repeat. And now, you know, I just check the scores, and I kind of like, okay, that's cool. Like, I have no desire to sit and watch it anymore.
I feel like I'm wasting my time. Another thing, too, that made me realize that I'm getting older is back to sports too, like watching, being young, watching sport athletes, like, man, they the same age as my dad or a little bit younger.
Now
only like I think 3 people that's older than me. We pretty much older than everyone in the NBA now. Like, that it's like crazy. I think Ginobili and Dirt are probably like the only players that's like older.
They look old.
Older.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, I mean, when Ginobili just retired, and I think Dirt's still playing, he's older than me.
And then you would say like Bron, who I'm else? Carmelo.
I'm older than them.
Well, I know you're older than them. Yeah. But I was, at least for me.
Yeah, that's what
we're
saying.
Like
I'm
the same
older,
age.
Like, it's like now you look at these kids now, like a rookie, an NBA rookie was born in like 96, like 97. I'm like, wow, dude. Like, I was like about to get my license and stuff, and these dudes was just born. I'm like, man, I'm old.
That's crazy.
Like, well, Nate's like, still young, so I don't know if she has.
Nate's still young. She's forever young.
19. You don't know what's going on in the world.
Good answer.
Just young and vibrant. Just over there, just young and vibrant.
Not so much. So do I answer the question?
Hell yeah.
If you want to. I mean, yeah, just, you know.
Mine is a little more shallow than y'all's. Y'all made me feel deep, but niggas is what made me feel old. Like, I started getting hit on by old niggas.
Nate, you stupid.
Hey, when somebody 50 start calling Nate,
hey, you got to give us a story. Like, give us what?
Oh, please. I don't know. Like, just old, like at the gas station, like niggas asking to pump your gas and let me. It's just a different type of dudes that start hitting on you. Like, it's not, I shout, you ain't getting that no more. Like, excuse me, man, let me pump your gas.
The approach is different. Yeah. Hell no.
So I get a sugar daddy request.
That is hilarious.
This episode of Is the Mic Still On is sponsored by SeatGeek, an event ticket marketplace and aggregator of sports, concert, and theater tickets. Just download the SeatGeek app or go right to SeatGeek.com and enter promo code DEADEND. You can use that code to get 10% off your next purchase at the checkout. Also, listen to Is the Mic Still On the Radio Public app. It's a free, easy-to-use app. When you listen to our show with the Radio Public app, we receive direct financial support every time you hear an episode. Experience our show today on Radio Public by clicking the link in this episode's description, and thank you for listening. All right, this is the Pass the Mic segment. If you guys have any questions or need any advice or anything, feel free to email us. At Is the Mic Still On is the Twitter, and the email address is the mic still on at gmail.com. You can also send it to us on Facebook as well. It's facebook.com/isthemicstillon or Instagram at Is the Mic Still on IG. This is an interesting question. So me and my boyfriend have been together since March. We waited 4 months to have sex for the first time because I was a virgin before him and we were long distance for 3 months. Yeah. Basically, I wanted to make sure he was the one, and the sex has been fabulous. So fast forward to now, over the past couple of weeks, we've been thinking about swinging and sex clubs. At first, we were both on board, but now he says he doesn't want to share me. Part of me is like, aw, and the other part of me wants to try new things. I'm not supposed to be laughing. I'm reading the question.
He ain't hitting that right.
I'm about to say, if she's virgin and you already talking about swinging, the dick really ain't that good. I'm sorry.
She said that it's been fascinating.
She doesn't know.
Okay. Does she know enough she want to try something?
We haven't gotten through the question yet.
There's really not that much left.
Some people would have got mad by now.
She wants to try new things. And the question is, should she leave it alone or try to pursue it? They love each other and been through a lot already, so... she
want to
know.
You want me to take this one?
You gonna have to.
Young lady. That's really sweet that y'all waited a couple months before you lost your virginity. And yes, it's going to be great because you know nothing yet. Yes, you need to try other things. Please get some experience because you don't really know. I mean, unless y'all planning on getting married, what's wrong?
Swing is probably the best option. Because if they're in love,
nothing attached.
Well, yeah, if they're in love and they don't really want to break up, then swinging might be the best option.
I thought swinging only applied to married couples.
You can.
I didn't know.
You can still be a swinging couple. Mm-hmm.
And sex part. Damn, bless that's some freaky. Mm-hmm.
Except bless my heart.
Bless your heart.
I know, man. It's rough out here. Go ahead.
Swinging. All right.
You better watch your mouth. Because you...
I'm trying to help you.
Because you like swinging. And we know somebody at home talking about my ass.
That's what the question said.
Trying to help you.
Damn. Swinging might be the best for them, but he don't sound like he's not for it. Because that's how y'all do.
Yeah. Wait, what you y'all?
Yeah, like y'all.
I'm not having that shit neither.
You know what? Y'all don't like to share. So
yeah, and she stated that they've been through a lot. We don't know what a lot is, but obviously it got him feeling some type of way where he's like, hell no, they're my pussy.
She's the only dick he's had. Why would he want to let her?
Because he probably knows there's better dick out there. So he's like, shit, if she gets some better dick.
Oh, man.
That's possible.
But how old are they? Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
They didn't sound young. She said virgin.
I would assume
early 20s. I would say
3 months.
They were like long distance.
I would say early 20s.
Yeah, bless her heart. She just don't know no better. Yeah, and we gonna say he's young too, and he don't know no better either. So I don't know where y'all going to swing, but
he probably won't change much.
No, like, I don't.
He's probably gonna stay that this is mine. Don't want anybody else. To do it.
That's why
she needs some comparison, though. Like you can't
Does
say
she?
That. Yes. I think in life, I think you need some experience.
She just said she wants to try new things.
She won't give her.
You know what happened? She done seen a porno or something.
You think so?
Because think about it. She just might be realizing that she might like other stuff, which is why it's important that women...
How
would she even know about all of these other things? Like,
if she's just
because you're a virgin don't mean you don't know about sex. She might have been watching pornos before he even came along.
No. What I'm saying is, if she just lost her virginity very recently, and she said the sex was fabulous, something that she, like you said, she really can't know if the sex is fabulous.
She just knows she liked the way it feels.
Exactly. And now all of a sudden, she's like, oh, I want to do swinging. I want to do sex clubs. But I want to try different things.
That's a conversation they both were having in the beginning.
Right. In the beginning.
Yeah, they both wanted to do this.
It. Yeah.
And now he's like, nah.
Before she lost her virginity?
No, I think after. Mm-hmm. After. Yeah.
That's but
it was a joint
because he changed his mind. He changed and said,
his
mind. No,
I got that he changed his mind. I didn't realize this was before she lost her virginity. That's the part I'm confused
about. No, this was after. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, right. After, right. So and now she's saying that she's still with it. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is she must have come to the conclusion of something afterwards.
Probably.
Right. Yeah, I don't think these were things that she thought before she lost her virginity.
Yeah.
Probably not. However, because it does feel good, I can see her wanting to explore or say, like, well, damn, like what else feels good?
Different dicks or just different things?
Because I think it's a combination of both.
She said, try new things.
Which means different dick when you read this question.
Reading it between the lines.
That's what I'm saying. If you just want to try new things, you come to your girl and you're like, hey, I saw this. Let's try this.
Right.
That doesn't sound like that's what she's doing. She wants different dick.
Right. She needs more experience in comparison.
No.
Because this may feel awesome. But
over the past couple of weeks, we've been thinking about.
Either way, I think something happened afterwards that made her think this. Different things is not I want different dick. That's all I'm saying. So maybe
it's not or is.
It's not. Oh. Different things. Like, you have a girl and you want to try different things. You're like, hey, let me put in your butt one time to see how it feels. That's different things. That's not, I want to go to a swinger club and get different dick. That's different.
Yeah, they trying to wild out.
They wild out. Yeah.
I'm not saying she's wrong. I mean, shit, if you want to do that, do it. But
he's just jealous. And he's like,
I think it's probably a situation where y'all start talking and it's like, oh, you be cool with that? Oh, okay, cool. And then you start thinking about it. And then the nigga's like, well, wait.
The fantasy. Why is she cool with that?
And well, I didn't know you were serious.
Oh, yeah, I'm
right.
Right. But I think
a list of the clubs in our area. Yeah, and I was thinking maybe we should visit this one first. It got good ratings.
Like, damn. I fucked up.
I think in this scape, the fantasy sounds good, but the reality is like, oh, hell no. Nah, it's not happening.
Right. Oh, you start thinking from a selfish place. You're just thinking about yourself.
Yep.
And then he's like, oh, shit, well, she got two, too. Like, damn, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But again, swinging might be the best option for
them. I really didn't know that applied to just regular couples. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Sack somebody.
No, he's got a nine.
Keep that shit in check, nigga. Watch what the fuck you say on this motherfucking mic.
No, but you're right. I think it might be a good option for them because she is very still inexperienced, and it's a good way to kind of safely experience other things with your partner with an open mind, but he has to be open to it. So if he's having second thoughts, then you really need to figure out what it is about swinging that makes you want to do it. If it's because you want the experience of other people, then that's something you may need to think about outside of this relationship. Mm-hmm. If it's just because you want to try something different, then you need to try something that your partner's comfortable with. That's the responsible answer.
That's kind of what I was going to say. Like, so instead of swinging, why won't y'all just, you know, reconsider this whole dating thing?
Because they said they're in love, didn't they?
Yeah.
They're in love.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't want to get rid of you.
Nay, so ruin black love, Rob.
I'm not. I'm just saying, like, I don't know should you go that route instead of, like, you know.
What do you mean? What route?
Of just, like, being friends that have sex and then y'all have y'all experiences and once y'all get that out of
the system. Because that's not what they want. Yeah, there's feelings attached.
Oh, want to do it together. Yeah, how do you do that together?
Do what?
Swing?
You have couples.
Place.
It's two couples.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you do it together or it's like,
it
I don't know.
On what's
you
going
separate
on with
into different rooms. I go off with your wife. You go off with my wife.
Or you can be in the same room.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
I'm not doing it in the same room.
No.
I don't want to see nobody fucking my wife.
Then why the fuck are you swinging?
Because I want to fuck somebody else.
Then that's not swinging.
That's not swinging. You're not
always talking about
swinging. I'm not even going to pretend like I know enough about that culture.
You're not in the same room.
That's not like an orgy almost, right?
Right.
No, yeah. What I'm saying is optional. I'm just saying you can have two couples share the same bed in each other, or like you're mentioning, you can go off to separate rooms.
You're talking about, I'm not trying to make a joke, but it's a foursome. Yeah. That's not really a swinging. Swinging is I'm going and doing my shit. But realistically,
what's swinging in is sharing your partner.
Right.
How you decide it, it doesn't matter.
I get it, but I'm saying typically, right. I don't think it's y'all are all walking into the same room.
We don't watch too many Showtime movies.
I'm looking at that's you it. While I'm fucking right. your wife. Right. Eyes while right. I should. No. I don't think that's the way it works.
I'm not saying that that's all the time, but I'm just saying that either one of the scenarios is considered swinging.
But one is more common than the other is what I'm saying. Again, I'm not saying that I do this type of shit, but I'm just saying.
I don't understand that, period. I guess I just don't understand the logic.
The logic?
Sharing your partner.
I understand.
You do?
But you can't have none of mine, but I want some of yours.
And that's the problem.
You can't have none of mine.
Don't Will Smith and Jada. Mm-hmm.
They've never openly confirmed that, but I think that's more like he do his thing and she was like,
well, long as I know or something.
Or as long as you can look yourself in the mirror right. and be comfortable yeah, with the man right. that you are.
Shit, right. I look myself in the motherfucking right. mirror.
I know T-Pain openly has an open My relationship Larry. With his wife.
Yeah, I don't think this is an open relationship.
No, they just,
this
what's no the, they okay, just that's what I get. So what's the difference? Wild out is what it what's sounds like.
Yeah. Open relationships are more like you date, I can just go out and I can go date and fuck other people. Swinging is we're going together.
As a couple.
Right, this is a more like
it's a yeah, group. It's a group.
You ever
function.
See Eyes Wide?
Yeah. I had another question. So I had a question for you, Nate. Mm-hmm. So like, why did she say it was fabulous, but still wants to do it?
That was my thing.
So why
too.
Does she say the sex with him is fabulous, but mm-hmm. she still wants to yeah. swing? So the sex with him is fabulous because I'm a virgin. This is the only dick I've ever had. It feels great. Sex is amazing. I had an orgasm. Wow. Mm-hmm.
She had an orgasm.
So that's why it's fabulous.
Okay.
That's fabulous, and who knows, maybe it's opened her up to, oh, I really like this, let me see what else I can do, we but should try this, we should try that.
I guess that's
that.
What I don't understand, but if it's so fabulous or whatever and all that happened, like why do you want...
I have the same confusion exactly. and that's exactly. why I said I just don't understand the logic behind swinging, because if your dick is amazing, that's my dick, it ain't going nowhere, it ain't being shared, I don't want nothing else, it's just mine. Mm. So right, to me, that's why I'm saying I think maybe it's like, well, she's new. She hasn't really experienced anything. Just, so that's why I say I think if anything, this would be a good way for you to see if the dick really is as amazing as you think it
is. It's a good way to mm-hmm. explore without, you know, step breaking up.
Right, exactly.
Because,
y'all
both because they both talking and they already, yeah. agreed, you know, talked about
it. Yeah.
It's not like she's doing right. it behind his back.
Yeah, it was cool until he thought about some dude jacking off nothing on his girl. Then he was like, oh, I'm not cool with this shit anymore.
Look, that was a little detail right there, Ken. That was pretty detailed. your description right
I'm
there.
Just, I'm just saying.
I know.
Why are you not all over?
What was he supposed to do?
In a fucking company. Letters of the bitches. Yo, Lord's dick motherfuckers. I was gonna say that's why it makes me feel like maybe afterwards she had sex and then she wanted to explore what mm-hmm. other
people
like part yeah. no, what other aspects of sex are mm-hmm. like, so maybe then she started watching porn and was like, oh, these other things can happen. Yeah. I can put my leg over my head. Maybe he's not into that type of shit. So maybe that's why she wants to explore other.
He gotta be into it if he's open to swinging.
He was.
He might be strictly missionary, but he wants some other behind him.
How can the dick be fabulous just in missionary?
We've already said she doesn't know. She thinks it's fabulous because she's had nothing else. But I think afterwards she might have started to explore what sex is.
She ready to be turned out.
She is.
Hey, no, she just ready to turn down.
He can't do it for us,
so
let's go try
somebody else. We've had a discussion about you. Right. Like when we first met, well, not we, because I didn't really know you like that, but when they first met, you didn't really know much about rap, right? Mm-hmm. You were mainly listening
about to
stuff
wait
like,
a minute, where is this going?
You are so stupid.
They are crazy. Ain't she crazy?
I didn't know you like that,
but then that happened at that room. Think about it. Like, you were mostly into, like, the more pop stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they started talking about other types of rap, you start being like, oh, there's this, mm-hmm. there's this, there's this,
went down
this.
The rabbit hole.
Exactly. Maybe she went down a rabbit hole and now
you want to see the rabbit hole. And they was doing this and this, and I don't think you can do that. Can we go try this somewhere else?
Exactly. That's what I think probably happened.
Yeah,
I'm with Ken, man. I'm with Ken.
She was
trying to get on that cellophane, bro.
Yep. And he's like, damn, maybe she's going to find something better.
Yeah. She didn't say it was fabulous. That I would agree with you guys.
Know what
you thought Pitbull
is,
was
baby.
Fabulous, and you probably still like some of Pitbull's shit, right? But then there's Big Crit, and then there's Killer Mike. You can still say that Pitbull is fabulous. Pitbull's making great music. No, but there's other shit. That's
I understand that, but like, she experience your man to the fullest. All I'm saying, experience your man to the fullest.
Maybe he's not into that type of shit.
She didn't say they had sex one time.
Yeah, we don't know how long they've been dating. We don't know how long they've been dating.
You know what I'm saying?
And she don't know what fabulous was
yet. I guess what threw me off is that like I was a virgin and I finally decided to not.
So you're thinking it's one time? You're thinking that one time?
No, I'm thinking this is very fresh. Is what I'm thinking.
If and it
I'm
is like, fresh and it's fabulous, and she still want to swing,
that's what I'm saying.
Then you need to be worried.
That's what I'm saying.
Low-key, she did what Ralph would say on this show: test it out. And that's what she said. She said, "I wanted to see if he was the one." So they end up having sex, and it's been fabulous. So she ended up giving it to him, and now.
But here's the thing: is it fabulous? It may not be fabulous because he's fabulous. It may be fabulous just because she's having sex and she's having these feelings, and it's not
exactly
like we don't know what the situation is. She didn't go in, like, other than saying it was fabulous. Mm-hmm. You can't really take a virgin's definition of fabulous sex.
Exactly,
that's true.
So she has to experience other things in order to even, like, let's say, unless they planning on getting married in the very near future, it's not even fair to her to say this is it. Know what fabulous is. So that's why I think if he's confident enough in what they have, then swinging may be a good way for her to get that experience and then bring that back home to the bedroom with her.
I don't know.
What's the other option?
They're not going to get married. Do it.
The other option, I think, is like, obviously, you guys still want other experiences. So just
be friends with benefits.
Just be friends with benefits.
I think it's too many feelings involved at this point.
There's
too many
feelings. They want to be together, but she wants to understand the many different planets in the universe of sex. She wants to know like what sex really is.
And Mike, you know they keep finding new planets.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly. And they took Pluto away and they brought his ass back.
And what I'm saying,
that's what she's trying to get.
And what I'm saying is nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with you to want to continue to explore after not being a virgin anymore. But why do you have to do that inside of a relationship? Is what I'm saying.
Because they love each other. Sex is physical. Like,
yep.
It doesn't always have to be emotional. Exactly. So maybe she just wants to get to the physical part and be like, yo, I want this dude to turn me over and flip me into all this.
Like, my emotional tank is full. However, my physical tank.
You've been reading that love languages book. Well, why?
Hey, look.
Spit that game.
But I'm just saying, like, it sounds like, you know, she's just super curious, but she's also very in love
or committed
to this person, but physically she wants to try new things. She want more practice.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like she playing the game,
but you know what?
She's in this tournament.
She ready to be turned out. She's kinky, she ready to be turned out.
I understand. I'm not saying that she
but
doesn't
want
to
be
turned out.
Where did she get the kink from? She probably saw something after they got together.
Or
it don't matter where she got it from. That we know that this is what
she knew beforehand. She would just be more kinky with him. So maybe he's just not into it. And she wants to go experiment more.
And at that point, this is where I think you should like maybe reconsider this relationship.
I don't think so.
I think she should because he's not comfortable. I think that there's things that she's obviously trying to get into sexually that he's showing he's not comfortable with.
No man would be comfortable with another dude fucking their girl.
That's not true.
Not no man. But I'm saying most men.
And most women wouldn't be cool with sharing fabulous dick.
Right.
So that's why I say they really need to figure, she really needs to be honest with herself and figure out why is it that she's attracted to these things. Is it because you're seriously curious? And if you're curious, then this...
Back.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see what she's got to say.
Oh, right. Yeah, I said ride his back.
No.
I said ride. That's a mic right there. That's
a mic
right there.
That's why she need a new partner.
Right.
Oh, y'all stupid.
Oh, I'm like, I'm not doing it right then. Shit.
Goddamn.
You know, Miss Anonymous, you know, give us a part two. Give us some context as to why, you know, this was the thought process.
Did you make it to the swinger club, girl? How did it go, girl?
You know what? Why don't you start at the strip club? See how, you know, take
That's a terrible idea.
Why?
Well, first of all, because you don't want her to get into that mindset that most dumbass men have where they go to a strip club and they think, oh, is she dancing for me? She like me? I can fuck her today. You can't. And all she's going to do is just get more frustrated.
Uh-huh.
I think that she should talk to her partner and say, look, doing? This is yeah. why I want to try these different things.
I think she's
and
going
if you're
about
not
right
interested
way.
In doing mm-hmm. these different things, then I'm going to have to go do it somewhere else.
Yeah. I think she's going about it the right way.
Yeah. You're saying they just need to be friends with benefits. But
no,
we're
I don't
saying,
agree with that part.
Yeah, but we're basically saying that they need to cut it off. I think that there's too many emotions tied at this point.
Oh, cut it off altogether.
Yeah, we just need to break up. Yeah.
If they have that conversation.
They're just not sexually compatible.
Well, I was saying that too, but I was just trying to keep them together, I guess, at the same time.
Don't worry about it. After he hears this, it'll be over anyway.
Because we got to send it to him.
That's going to be in the next letter.
Right. Yep.
He's gonna be hit right here. It's gonna be him right here. I'm loading my girl. She wanted to go fuck some other dick. I don't know what to do. Don't tell me your name. Don't say your name. She might see it. Y'all stupid, man. Oh man, anyway man, thanks for writing in man. Like people said, let us know how this thing going. So anyway, that's gonna do it for us this week. We'll catch you guys next time. Peace.
I'm a black dynamite. I sell drugs to the community.